Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Grace Abounds Global Podcast. I am Vanessa A., and this week's Grace Gem is Awesome You. We'll be reading from two scriptures today in the New King James Version. The first is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and it reads, "So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." The second scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 21. And it reads, "No, do not be afraid of those nations, for the Lord your God is among you, and he is a great and awesome God." Do you know what? You are awesome. How could you not be when we are all made in God's image? And whatever he declares himself to be, so are we. According to thedictionary.com, awesome means inspiring an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration, or fear. Causing or inducing awe are very impressive. For others to be impressed by you, you must be impressed by you. Of course, some may be unaware of their awesomeness when bombarded with a plethora of negative images, experiences, people, and bad news regularly. Or perhaps someone in your life, past or present, told you that you were less than awesome. Whatever the reason, now is the time to take ownership of your awesomeness. Embrace your strengths. Focus on your many attributes and engage yourself in a conversation to say, "I'm so awesome." Why? Because you are created in God's image and you can't get more awesome than that. Additionally, the ability to look for the awesome in an ocean of chaos is much like trying to find a needle in a haystack if we remain reactive and we're not looking for it. Nevertheless, we decide what we focus on. And what we focus on determines and shapes our perspectives, our experiences, the people we associate with, and essentially our lives. Today, the challenge is great, but there are many wonderfully positive things that are happening in you, to you, and for you. Take notice and serve notice on anything and anyone who tells you the lie that you're not awesome. So say it with me, "I am awesome." Why, yes, yes you are. Let me pray with you, my friends. Father God, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you, God, that we serve an awesome and great God. And because you are awesome and great, Father God, we are awesome and great. We have your DNA. Thank you for creating us in your image, Father God. Thank you that we walk in boldness, we walk in courage, we walk in love, we walk in victory, we walk in your favor, Father God. Thank you for encamping your angels around us to protect us, Father God, and to minister to us, Father God. Thank you for your comfort and your peace, Lord. We honor you, we glorify your holy name, and we bless you, Father God. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As usual, I'm on the journey with you, my friends, an empowering community, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Miracles and blessings.